the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, Qawwi ala khidmatika jawarihi, Washdud ala al-azimati jawanihi, Wahab liya al-jidd fi khashyatik, والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. أوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشتد على العزيمة جوانحي Strengthen my limbs in your service and fortify my ribs in determination. وَهَبْ لِيَ الْجِدَّ فِي خَشْيَتِكَ وَالدَّوَامَ فِي الْإِتِّصَالِ بِخِدْمَتِكَ حَتَّى أَسْرَحَ إِلَيْكَ فِي مَيَادِينِ السَّابِقِينَ وَأُسْرِعَ إِلَيْكَ فِي الْبَارِزِينَ Bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you and continuity in my being's joint to your service, so that I move easily towards you in the battlefield of the foremost and hurry to you among the prominent. وَأَشْتَاقَ إِلَى قُرْبِكَ فِي الْمُشْتَاقِينَ so that I desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous. وَأَدْنُوَ مِنْكَ دُنُوَ الْمُخْلِصِينَ so that I move near to you with the nearness of the sincere. وَأَخَافَ كَمَخَافَةَ الْمُوقِنِينَ so that I fear you with the fear of those who have conviction. وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جَوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ so that I gather with the believers in your nearness. In this part of the Kumail supplication, we have discussed many concepts and issues. We mentioned why Imam Ali alayhi salam brings up all these requests for strengthening his ribs and limbs. Why Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning these requests in this part of the supplication and the conditions for Almighty Allah's special blessings and also how we can associate and be among the companions of the infallibles, especially mu'mineen, how to gather with the believers. Now, the point is, one of the most prominent examples, in fact, the best exemplar for a mu'min, for a believer, is the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salam. Now, we have to know the Ahlul Bayt because we have to follow their orders. The Almighty Allah is introduced through his prophet, and the prophet is introduced through the Ahlul Bayt, through the infallibles. Now, the point is that there is necessity in getting to know the Ahlul Bayt. And this necessity of knowing the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam and to follow them has been recommended by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam according to this verse of the Holy Quran, where it says, it brings about happiness in this world and the hereafter, while to neglect them causes perdition. This is the 23rd verse of chapter Shura.
Ah, 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 ah. Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you, so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank, and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you, and urge eagerly to be near you, and draw myself towards you, like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you, and to fear you, like the fear of those who believe firmly in you, and that I may join the congregation of the faithful, congregated near you.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
Now, we were saying that getting to know the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam on the basis of Quranic verses and authentic narrations will remove all veils of ignorance from our eyes. When we come to understand that titles such as People for the Reminder, The Truthful, The Benefactors, The Pious, The Believers, The Patient, The People of Understanding, The Friends of Allah, The Face of Allah, The Revenge of Allah, The Ear of Allah, The Side of Allah, when we understand that all these terms, all these titles refer to the Ahlul Bayt, we will learn how to benefit from them with guidance and using them as Noah's Ark. This is so important. We can also quench the thirst of intellect, heart, and spirit with the pure drink of their knowledge. This is the importance and necessity of getting to know the Ahlul Bayt. If we wish to win Almighty Allah's favor, we must follow the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam wholeheartedly on the basis of following the holy verse, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, and then Allah will love you. This is what the Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran. So, getting to know the Ahlul Bayt leads to getting to know Allah. And the Holy Quran, as well as it develops intuition. This will serve as a factor for purifying ourselves. This is very good for purifying morality too. This will certainly save us from hellfire. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions. This is what he requests from the Almighty Allah. اجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين. Of course, he is humbly saying that I want from you, Allah, to be gathered with the believers in your nearness. Yet alone, he is one of the most important and prominent cases and exemplars of the believers, of mu'min. He is the true mu'min, and by getting to know him and the rest of the Ahlul Bayt, God willing, inshallah, we will get closer to the station of nearness and mercy of the Almighty Allah. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you through